fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Hey, yay. Good morning. It's Wednesday on 98.9 The Buzz. Fiziano and Sandy. Scott Fiziano here. Sandy Waters right there. Middle child Sandy Waters. What's up? What's up?
Hello.
Hello.
Just warning you.
I was going to warn you, but go ahead.
Oh, you're going to warn me? Yeah. Okay, you go warn me first.
No, you first. Go ahead.
I'm going to apologize if I have a short fuse because I went to go reorder my patch. You know, perimenopause. I'm on the patch. HRT, hormonal replacement, and they don't have it in stock. I go, what the hell does that mean?
How does that work?
That's what I said. First, my insurance forces me only to use either CVS or OptumRx. I don't know if anyone uses OptumRx, but it's the mail-in service delivery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
But my insurance won't cover it unless I use one of those two.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady's like, yeah, we don't, we could put you on the waiting list for a couple months. I go, no, you can't put me on a waiting list. I need it now. Oh, yeah, we don't have it.
Was it gone for good?
It's back ordered or something.
For how long? For months?
Yeah, she goes, I'll put you on the waiting list for at least a month. I go, no, but I need it. Like, I got a week. Listen, my co-host, you're going to have to call him because I'm already mean. And then I'm going to be even more mean.
Why don't you just take some time off?
Isn't that wild? Have you ever experienced that?
No.
I've never. So what happens?
I don't know. I'm not on any prescriptions and haven't been.
She goes,
in years.
This sometimes happens with some drugs. I go, wait, how do you do that to patients if they're looking for their drug?
Right.
She goes, well, then you will have to search out a pharmacy that does have the drug you want and then call us. And I go, yeah, but what the hell?
Wait.
I have never experienced something like this before, ever.
Is it because, like, you, like, so CVS didn't have it and Optima Tax Relief or whatever it's called doesn't have it, right?
I haven't tried CVS. I have to hope that CVS does the brand that I want.
Oh, okay.
But I'm using OptumRx because my insurance says you have to use OptumRx or we're not covering it.
Or CVS.
Which is annoying to me, too. Mm. Isn't that crazy?
Can there be a safe word? Can I get a safe word? Maybe when you get that when you start parrying.
No, I'm sorry, you're not. Because it's always like I have a shirt. Like I don't have a lot of patience with you, and you notice it.
Anyway,
but I love you. It's just you drive me crazy sometimes. So I don't. I'm not as nice. Like in the corporate world, if I really worked at a normal, I wouldn't make it. I would be fired. HR would be like on me. I'm sure.
Yeah, the guys yesterday were like, I don't understand, Sandy. I don't understand. We're working after the show with some engineers.
Because you guys are morons. I'm like, the shot looks dumb. How do you not see it?
Where you told us to put it We
okay,
put
anyhow, we're not
and
doing
then
this on the air.
Because you say, that's not, and we're like, we all looked at each other like, that's exactly where she's, so we're like all confused.
Yeah, but you, okay, I don't know. It's just, every woman listening right now understands, I'm trying to explain something to men, and I hope that they pick up on what they need to know, but I need to tell them exactly.
Because all three of us collectively are one-celled amoeba with no brains.
Reasoning. I'm like, how do you
or education.
That we were setting up the camera shot. And how do you guys think it looks good when only your head is in the frame? Like, you look like a freaking floating head, and you guys thought that looked good? Like, that makes zero sense.
I was
For
just,
your sake, you
I
look
was
ridiculous.
Sitting here as like a
Whatever.
Head model. I couldn't really touch anything or move
Whatever.
It.
Whatever.
Well, anyway, I was going to warn you. I haven't eaten a vegetable in 22 days, and I've only gotten about 10 hours sleep in 22 days of the renovation of my kitchen. My
Fantastic.
House.
So we're both going to be so angry and short fused. God. Hit my key.
98.9 The Buzz.
Don't hate me, but like, I don't know why. Usually fear of missing out is my thing, right? I want to be in on everything. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizzano and Sandy. But this whole Sabres playoff thing, I just don't.
This whole Sabres playoff thing.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
This is huge.
I know.
It's been 15 years.
I know.
Get excited for those who are excited.
I guess I am.
You're a selfish person.
No, I'm excited
Go punch a dummy. They did it again. It was so cool to see. I don't know. I think it's a little violent. I would choose the fans to do something else, but I guess it's so typical
Buffalo, yeah,
to jump through tables and punch dummies.
Yes.
So outside of the arena, if you don't know this, the fans gather, and it is such a cool energy that I do. When I watch the videos, I feel like I'm missing out. I feel,
yeah.
Whatever. I have FOMO. But they have a whole bunch of people like in hockey gear, like rollerblading, whatever, and then they just pile drive into this like mannequin dummy rubbery thing, and they take it down, and all these grown men are piling on top of each other.
Look, hockey fight.
You guys are weird when you get excited. I don't see a bunch of women when they get into sports. I don't see them doing that before a WNBA game.
No.
Ladies,
up the
let's pile on top of each other. Oh, girls.
Yeah, that's, us guys were so kooky.
Guys are funny.
I know. Well, they did.
It wasn't a good game. It wasn't a good ending, but that's okay because they're still in the lead here. We're going to play a game. Listen to me.
Just say
we
it.
Are going to play a game tomorrow night. If they win, that's it. It's over. They move on.
Yeah.
If they lose, it's okay. It'll go to game 7, which will be insane. And that game 7 will be back in Buffalo.
Which is actually going to be more exciting. I don't want them to lose, obviously. But if they end up, you know, the final game and winning. Because, you know, once they come back home, you know they're going to win, right? It's really hard to lose. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They have to. Yeah. For Buffalo?
Yeah.
For all of us? Otherwise, this is really, the weather's already making a spiral out of control. We can't have this too.
What weather?
Yesterday, it was so gloomy and gray. Our emotions, our mental stability is,
well,
like,
maybe yours.
Teetering.
Maybe yours.
No, it wasn't just me who said that. You can't go one day 71 and then the next day 50. And oh, by the way, the weekend's 48. I mean,
But we could go 80 a couple Saturdays ago and then go to snow the next day. That's not depressing at all.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I know. I'm joking.
What are you saying?
Are you paying attention in class? That game 6 tomorrow night, 7:30 in Boston.
Come on, get into it.
Isn't it weird? It's like I usually like jump on the bandwagon. I'm like a sheeple of things, and I'm just like, I don't know. I can't. I don't know what it is. It's not that I'm not excited for them. It's not that I'm not happy for the fans. I've got all kinds of friends that are Sabres fans, and I'm like, yay.
Well, maybe because hockey isn't as big as football. Is that what you're saying?
No,
like football, it takes
no,
over.
No. You take sports out of it. It's usually when something is so, everybody's, beaming on it, I'm usually right there with them. I just don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Have you ever played hockey? Have you ever ice skated?
Oh, God, yeah. But I've never played hockey. I've played street hockey.
Can you see Scott playing hockey? How cute.
Can you see Sandy playing hockey?
No, I can't. I don't take offense to that.
I would actually be, I'd probably be good at hockey because I'm short and stocky. Be able to stay low to the ground. Stay low to the ground.
Yeah, there you go. Just skate in between everyone's legs.
Underneath everybody's legs. Those were the good old days, playing street hockey till the street lights came on.
Okay, game 6 tomorrow night in Boston. Fasano
and Sandy. With a 53-degree start, it's going to end at 53 degrees today.
There are a lot of things that our kids missed out on. Things that we grew up with that it's like, man, I feel bad for our kids that they don't get to enjoy it.
Like jarts.
Okay, good one. Good one. Anything else come to your mind? 818-2899. This is one that I think we would all agree is like, why did they get rid of that? Kellogg's is going to start putting toys inside the cereal again.
Oh, yay.
But it's for a limited time for the release of Toy Story 5. I can't believe they're having freaking 5.
I know.
I've only watched, Toy Story 1 and 2. I think I missed 3 and 4.
Yeah.
How was 3 and 4? All right. Do we need a 5? Anyhow.
Well, we need promotion for 5, so we're going to put cereal box with toys with cereal box with toys.
Story 5 release in June. Releases in June.
Yeah.
So they're going to do small plastic figurines like Woody, Buzz, Jesse, and Bubba. Collectible items like spoons or cards. Spoons.
Sporks?
It's like that one character is
a Sporky.
Oh yeah, you're right. Oh, probably that's why. Yeah, that makes sense then. Yeah. And sometimes even movie promos or ticket tie-ins. Don't know what that means, but okay.
Or coupon. Ooh.
So cheesy things, but I guess they were always cheesy things.
I remember
when. They?
Yeah, of course they were, but I don't remember anything specific that I would. I remember. I remember the cereal. It was Lucky Charms had something in it, and I wanted it really bad.
They all did.
Yeah, but this one specific box of Lucky Charms.
Okay.
My mom got it, and she bought 2 of them and allowed me to rip one open. And, put my arm all the way down to my elbow and fish around for the toy in the cereal box. But I don't remember what the toy was.
You know what sucks when you had siblings and your older sibling grabbed the toy before you.
Oh.
Yeah. That sucked. They needed to put several toys in there.
Middle Child Wednesday.
And then when they moved it outside of the actual cereal and they put it on the outside of the bag, in the box itself, there's a bag with the cereal and they would put it on the outside. That was a bummer. Mm. You want it in this mixed into the cereal. So you pour it out and it falls into your bowl. That was the best. Dig your grimy, dirty kid hands into the actual cereal.
That's why my mom bought 2 boxes. One to dig around in. Even though she still let me eat it.
The kids are eating it. Right?
Yeah, I wouldn't care.
Touching that cereal, but for us, that's
fine. Yeah. Yeah.
No, my mom would always buy Grape Nuts, which was such a bummer because Grape Nuts never participated. They never played the game of putting toys in their box.
Grape Nuts?
Grape Nuts!
That is such an old man cereal.
I love Grape Nuts.
Really?
It's not good for you, but so I love it.
It's not
but
good
I don't
for
eat
you?
It because it's not good for you.
Wait, I thought Grape Nuts were like extra super healthy.
Yeah, that's what they say. I don't know.
Why is it not healthy?
Because it's, isn't it too many carbs? I don't even know. What are Grape Nuts? What are they even made out of? I don't even know.
It's poor castrated grapes. I feel bad for them.
Yeah, it's probably something. It's not grapes. It's like little chunks of
ground up gravel, I think it was. Wasn't it?
I don't know, but if you soak it enough in milk, it's so good.
If you put enough sugar in it and you soak it in enough milk.
I never put sugar in it.
It won't taste like gravel.
Bananas. Oh my God, I crave it now.
Okay, now, that was it. There was, it wasn't Grape Nuts, but we'd put bananas in cornflakes. I think we put bananas in cornflakes.
Oh, you can't do that. What are you doing?
Why?
What are you doing? The Cornflakes don't need bananas.
Yeah, they do.
That gave okay, them, gave fine.
Them, yeah, yeah.
Anyhow, is Cornflakes a Kellogg's brand? I don't even know.
Yes, it
only
is.
Only Kellogg's brands will have the toys inside for the release of Toy Story 5 in June.
In it for a limited time only.
There you go. Enjoy that sugar.
The Buzz.
Let's clear up these gloomy skies.
It is now time to play Backing Up the Karen. Our favorite segment of the show. Okay, so this is where I read a rant that I found on social media. And then you have to try to guess and decide if the majority of the comments backed up the, quote, Karen.
Okay. Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan.
So this is coming from a neighbor on the Bone Steel area, in the Bone Steel area in Greece. Okay. Who is calling the cops on a Sunday afternoon on a band practicing? If it's an issue, then walk up yourself and ask them to turn it down. It's an hour a week at most. Enjoy the free show. And then this emoji, the rock emoji.
Oh, yeah, like rock and roll. Yeah.
Out of the 30 comments, did the majority back up the Karen? Did they agree it's wrong to call police on her band practice?
I want to know how bad it was. Maybe they were really bad. You know, like, like really bad. Yeah. Did they back up the Karen in saying that she is correct?
Well, I said, did they back up the Karen? Did they agree that it's wrong to call the police on her band?
Yeah.
Backing up the Karen, 818-2899, if you want to join in. What do you think?
I think they may have given her a bit of backlash. I don't think they agreed with her.
Oh, you don't?
No.
No. Final answer.
Final answer? Yes, final answer.
Out of the 30 comments, the majority of people backed up the Karen.
Ah.
They backed her up. But there were a few people to call her out saying that she should take the band practice in the basement.
Sure.
There were a few people. One person, someone copy and pasted the quote residential quiet hours and decibel list.
Oh my God.
10 p.m. to 7 a.m. It's supposed to be quiet. Uh-huh. Construction noise. Uh-huh. 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Decibel limits. Daytime limits around 55 dB and nighttime limits around 50. Which means nothing to me. I don't even know what that means, 55 decibel limits.
How loud is 50 decibels? I don't know.
But this dude posted it as his comment.
People have way too much time on their hands.
Of course, everyone piled on that dude who posted that.
Let me go to the third drawer on the right-hand side of my desk, and I'll find Nignori where that decibel list is.
What does that even mean? 50 decibels. What? How loud is that? I'm dumb. How loud is... What is... Okay, wait.
Well, like you've seen in the past, like there's like a jet airplane is 193 decibels or something, you know, that kind of thing. You can do like decibel equivalents versus.
Yeah, but
you could be like.
What 50 dB sounds like a quiet conversation at home. That's 50 decibels? Light rainfall.
Oh, man. There's no band that can play like Light Rainfall.
No, but 50 decibels. Oh, that's nighttime. Nighttime.
Yeah.
Nighttime. She said it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So add 5 decibels to that. What do we get? 55.
Three people talking at the same time.
I know. That's not a lot.
Much. No.
A normal conversation in a slightly busier room, a quiet office with background. Wait, there's no way. You're going to obviously break the decibel rule.
Of course. You know who knows everything is Trucker
Alex.
Ray. No.
Oh, Ray. I thought it was Alex.
What's up, Ray?
Hey, good morning, guys. That decibel level, that's like you're not going to reach that even with some cars and some motorcycles in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know where this guy got his information, but according to his post, daytime limits are only around 55 decibels, which
is... Most villages I drive through, when it says no Jake brake, which is your exhaust brake on your truck, or it says not to exceed 90 decibels. 50 or 55, you're walking.
That's nothing.
That's three people talking in an office.
Little, you know what? The dude who posted it is probably the dude who went to the police, I'm sure.
I didn't hear the full part. Are these kids practicing or adults?
This was an adult who posted to the Nextdoor app. She lives in the Bonesteel area, and she's like, well, I don't know if it's her band, but she called out the person who called the police to complain about a band practicing.
Maybe it was
so,
kids playing in the garage or something.
Right?
Hours, if they're within active hours of the village limits, and 50 or 55, I don't know of any village that has it that quiet.
No.
Yeah,
no.
Okay, so 90. You know? 90's a lawnmower, right?
Yeah, 90's a lawnmower.
Well, yeah, lawnmowers. And most villages are 7. Some villages are even 8 o'clock before you can start making any noise on construction sites.
Really?
So would you? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So would you, if you had a band practicing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yeah.
For an hour. What would you? It says it's an hour a week at most. Oh, it doesn't say what time they practice. Sunday afternoon, whatever that means to you. Would you call the cops?
No.
Go for it. I'm getting a free show, for one.
Yeah.
And two, if it's teenagers or young adults involved, I'd rather have them in a garage practicing on instruments than out on the streets doing who knows what.
Exactly.
Yeah, getting up fights in Fairport. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah. Have a good day. Thanks a lot, man.
Be good, guys.
You too. Ray would know because driving a tractor trailer, they know their loudness limits.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Ooh, if it was only dollar bills flying out of the back of that truck.
That
would have been
nice.
I know.
It was insane. Anyone drive yesterday? It happened yesterday. I don't even know exactly what time it was. Somebody tell me. The stretch of 390 northbound near Scottsville Road and the Brooks Ave exit.
Okay.
Littered with mail.
Yeah.
Like mail, letters, mail. And watching the video, I don't know where this video came from. I guess they must have expressway cameras. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of, yeah.
They released it and they posted it to the news station. Mm-hmm. But it was like this big old truck, and all of a sudden you could see just letters, like thousands and thousands of letters coming off of the back. And there was a car right behind that truck, and it looked like it was snowing mail on that car. Yes. And I was like, I have to applaud that driver because when something is coming at you like that, you don't know how you're going to respond.
Yeah.
You hope that you're just going to stay focused. But they didn't really quickly swerve or anything. So no accidents. But the USPS said that all that mail that was accidentally dropped was from a contracted vehicle transporting undeliverable bulk business for recycling.
Oh, it's junk mail. Oh,
well,
I was going to use that whole excuse I couldn't pay my RG&E bill because I never got a bill.
Well, actually, yes, you could still use that excuse, maybe, because it's not necessarily all junk mail. It's just undeliverable. So whether maybe somebody wrote the address wrong, so there isn't, instead of 133, they just wrote 13, and there's no 13 in your neighborhood, so then it goes back to the post office.
Wow.
So it's... If somehow they couldn't get a hold of you, maybe your mailbox was full and they couldn't put it in there. It was obstructed
in
some way.
Thousands of letters? How could that be?
I know. That's what I was.
It must have been bulk junk mail that they.
Well, a lot of it is junk mail too, but a lot of it is just letters that is misaddressed, or people don't live there anymore, or for whatever reason they couldn't deliver that letter.
Man.
It goes back to the post office.
Or instead to the airport. Scottsville Road.
Yes, right.
Man.
And then, of course, the comments came in. Comments always make me laugh. Someone went postal. Someone's last day on the job. That's their mic drop moment.
Oh, yeah, could be. Oh, no.
And then accidentally left the back door unlatched, which probably was the case. Is anything ever flown out of your vehicle that you're like, oh, crap. Oh, no. Did you drop anything out of the vehicle?
You know what?
Accidentally.
When I was a kid, there was this whole don't litter campaign that really, really impacted me. I've never, a tiny little piece of paper, maybe, but I've never thrown like a bag, like an old McDonald's bag or anything like that out.
Not intentionally.
No.
I mean, there probably are horrible people who do it intentionally, I remember we were driving back from, this was last year, the year before, we were driving back from Penn State visiting my niece at college. And we brought the dog with us because we stayed there for the weekend.
The dog flew out the window?
No, don't kill my mini schnauzer. Anyhow, so I had a water bowl with me and the water, I had water in it, but then, you know, we're driving and it was kind of in the way. And I'm like, well, let me just toss the rest of the water out the window. I wasn't thinking, obviously, because that's the dumbest thing you could possibly do. As I'm trying to, we're driving the freaking expressway. As I'm trying to throw the water out the window, the wind catches my arm and the entire metal bowl flies out, and I'm like, oh no, water! And if that could be freaking dangerous if there was a car behind me.
Yeah, I could have, like, yeah, I could have cracked somebody's windshield.
Oh no, and everyone in the car was like, you're a moron.
I know, why did they stop you when you were trying to do it?
It all happened so fast, like, the water was spilling, it was sitting by my feet, by the front seat.
What about wind and velocity and water that you thought that would be okay?
I didn't think it through at all. I was just worried about the water splashing in the front car seat, like in the front seat area. And I don't know. It's a dumb moment. We've all had it.
So the bowl took a flight and all the water, all the water went inside the car probably, right?
And then I was like, I need that bowl. Honey, turn around. We need that.
You didn't stop, did you?
Oh, you think my husband's going to stop?
There's no way in hell he would do that. No.
He's so angry. Rawr. He was barking.
I've never had anything fly out unexpectedly. I want to say a pair of sunglasses, but I don't think, I for some reason, I don't remember if that was what it was. I didn't.
Oh, my God. My husband, when he was, what car was he driving? Was it his Paseo? I don't remember, but he opened the sunroof, and somehow, I don't know what happened, but the whole entire sunroof just flew off of his car.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It was not the one where you just push the button. It was like, it was old school, right? So you had to flip the switch, lift it up, and I guess, I don't know if it was semi-broken or the speed just took the glass right off. That's freaking dangerous, too.
Oh, my God, dude. That's crazy.
Messages are coming in. 98.9 The Buzz. Mine wasn't accidental. My kid, when he was a toddler, slowly tossed his bottle out of the window while maintaining eye contact. Savage. I bought a piece of styrofoam at Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
I left the parking lot with the styrofoam in my car. I got home without the styrofoam in my car. It's probably somewhere on Ridge Road. That's funny. Yeah, when you carry things from Home Depot that don't fit in your car and you think it will.
Oh, my God. Remember I had that foam board that I had to get?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it fly out?
No, it was too big. I literally had to break it.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what this person should have done.
Yeah.
This person should have broke down the styrofoam. Okay. Anyhow, everything is good. All the junk mail, they clean
it up?
Yeah, they had a clean sweep truck come in and clean up the mess.
Oh, my God.
The bills. Scott's bills.
Yeah, my RGE bill. AS718 on The Buzz and Spazano and Sandy. Got Jerker Justified coming up in just a few minutes.
Yep. Our friend Tim messaged us and he said, I have to put my best friend on Jerker Justified. His idea for a Mother's Day gift is what we're going to debate if it's Jerker Justified.
Coming up.
Rochester's longest running morning show, Spazano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
"You with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
The smallest move can spark the biggest debate. Welcome to Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Welcome.
This is going to fire people up because it's about a Mother's Day gift. So if you're a mom, weigh in on this, 818-2899. You can also call into the show, yes, and then the free Odyssey app. There's a way you can leave us a voice message, or on socials, 98.9 The Buzz. Follow us, and you can message us there.
Okay, what is this today? Got this is from Tim, right?
Yes, yeah. Our Buzz fam. Tim says, "Sandy, I need to jerk or justify my best friend." So we were talking yesterday, and he was saying he does not know what to get his wife for Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
They are in the process of building a cabin in the Adirondacks.
Oh, sweet.
Okay, fancy. Build a cabin in the Adirondacks. Okay. And they are at the kitchen stage of the build.
Oh, God.
Though they are both very smart when it comes to their money, he just wants to get it done so they can relax this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where the Jerker Justified comes in. He wants to buy all the kitchen supplies and use the kitchen as her Mother's Day present. I think he's a... Oh, God. Wow. I should have pre-read this. Oh. I almost swore on the air. Wow. I think he's a... I think that's an move. Because she may take it as a shot because she is a woman and the kitchen is a womanly thing.
Oh, well. How's that for a statement?
So he, our friend, is putting his first tally under jerk, and he's trying to get his friend not to do this and not to give a kitchen to his wife for Mother's Day. What do you say?
So, like, all the appliances and the flooring and all that stuff?
I don't know about the flooring. It just says they're at the build. They're at the kitchen stage of the build.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. He wants to get it done. Mm-hmm. He wants to buy all the kitchen supplies and use the kitchen as her Mother's Day present. So whatever kitchen supplies means.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if it's Reynolds wrap, it's one thing. But if it's like, you know, dishwasher, refrigerator.
Goes grocery shopping.
Yeah, right.
Actually, that would be a great Mother's Day gift for some moms.
I got ketchup.
Just go grocery shopping for me.
Hey, good morning, The Buzz. Jerk or good justified?
Morning. I want to say justified because we are redoing our kitchen, and it's, like, constantly a work in progress.
Oh, I know. Trust me. And I'm there with you.
There's tools everywhere. I just want it done. Like, just do it. If we had money, we would do it all the time. But if he wanted to redo the kitchen for me, I would be more than happy.
Okay. Even if he's picking out all the little details, whatever.
Please do. I don't want to deal with it.
Just get her done. Get her done.
Okay, if you want to leave us the number for your husband, and I'll call him and let him know that's what you want for Mother's Day. I will do that for you. Okay, justified. It is wonderful.
Thank you.
Good luck with that kitchen.
Yeah, hi, the Buzz. Good morning. Jerky Justified.
Good morning. You know, here's the thing. If they've got the money to build a cabin, they've probably got the money to buy Rubbermaid containers and coffee pots. I'm thinking he needs to buy her a gift.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So you'd say it's jerk. It has to be beyond practical.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you don't have any money and you need something like that, okay. But if you're building a cabin, you got enough money to buy a gift certificate to the spa.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. What spa would that be? Yeah, what spa would that be? The spa at the Del Monte? Oh, just check it. Okay.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so we put jerk under yours. Thank you very much.
Yeah, have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye.
So I asked him a few questions. Mm-hmm. Does his wife like to cook? Because that's a big question, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And is that her love language, like Scott always says? She'll have no say in the appliances, or does he know which one she likes? Okay, so he responded, his cheapies is going to do it behind her back and get discounted scratch and dent stuff because they won't be up there all year.
Oh.
And she bakes once a month or so.
Okay.
So I don't know if that helps you decide.
That gives us a little more insight in it. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Jerk or Justified.
Justified.
Even if it's scratch and dent floor models?
It's justified. It's what they want to be. It's where they want to be. The end result, if that's what he wants to do, it's both of theirs, and they should have that together.
Okay.
So I think she could accept that as her gift.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, justified then.
You just tied it up. Okay.
I've got one. I got an opinion. I say it's justified.
Of course you do, because you don't have a say in your kitchen, Reno, so you would love to have a say. Yeah, okay.
It would have been done by now, but no, it's the only reason...
Give it to Jill for her Mother's Day. Finish it up. Would you dare do it? Come on!
I did give her a kitchen for... I redid the kitchen years ago, like 10 or 12 years ago. She wasn't impressed. She didn't like it.
See, that's the dangerous part.
Right.
I think, like... I am so bad with design. I just do it for me. I have no idea. I don't even know what I like. So I would love to have somebody do it for me. But my husband, though, I don't know about his taste. You know what I mean? Like, you guys have a way different kind of taste that sometimes doesn't translate into... And then it's going to annoy the heck out of her. So...
Yeah.
As much as I want to put my tally under justified, because it is nice to just get it freaking done.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, I don't think so.
I'm going to say justified because it's a temporary. It's camp. It's camping. It's you know,
it's
you're not going to be there.
It's a cabin. They're building it.
Yeah,
it's more than just your camper.
I can't imagine it if they're not going to be there all year long. It's not a year round kind of habitat.
So you don't think it really matters?
Doesn't matter. Get the kitchen and get it done. Get it done.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, that is a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're at a hung jury. So
we're still
need
hung.
One more.
All hung, aren't we? Do you want me to play this voice message?
Yeah. From Karen? It say?
Yeah, it says from Karen. I haven't listened to it, so cross your fingers.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm going to say he is justified all the way. Just having a cabin in the Adirondacks would be great for me. Justified for sure.
There you go.
Justified.
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 Wow.
Justified.
98.9. The Buzz.
Nice.
Karen, close.
Nice.
Case closed. And she is right. Build me a freaking cabin in the Adirondacks.
Yeah.
I ain't complaining.
I'll be there.
I don't care what the fridge looks like.
Spizzano and Sandy.
Hey, 8 o'clock hour. Hey, it's 89 of Buzz, Spizzano and Sandy. Good morning. I am Scott Spizzano. There is Sandy Waters. And we're getting you in. Cloudy morning. It's going to rain today after like 1, 2 o'clock, I think.
So okay. Yeah. Who, like Scotty, lives in Webster?
Mm-hmm.
The biggest complaint you have about Webster is... What?
I don't have any. I like it there. I love it. And you know what? I need to qualify this. I'm in West Webster. It's like 10 minutes to Webster for me, like driving, like the expressway. So it's kind of
okay.
Like...
You had to come up with a complaint. Anyone, if you eat, whether you live there or not, if you drive through Webster for whatever reason, is there a complaint that you have about Webster?
I mean, the potholes aren't that bad on the 104.
Okay, so it's not the potholes,
no.
To you. Okay, what is that? Because the biggest complaint, and the town has said, this is our biggest complaint about the town.
Okay.
There is an answer to this.
What is the answer?
Traffic.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
Apparently,
okay. Yeah.
Traffic is one of the biggest complaints. So, The Webster Police Department has created a department just to patrol the streets and look out for those driving, like, in your words right now, you're thinking, an idiot.
Oh, drive like a DLA, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to fill in the words for you. Driving like a...
I thought you were going to say, like, for instance, on Ridge, okay, so Empire Boulevard, as you're going towards Webster, right? Okay, that's Penfield Webster, okay. Turns into Ridge Road.
Okay.
They call it Old Ridge Road. And that is literally a traffic jam. You can't get in and out of businesses sometimes. It's tough. Like,
oh,
when
really?
I leave, when I get out of Country Max, I go around the back and come off the side road and up to the light to turn left.
Do you see a lot of speeding?
I don't see a lot of speeding because it's always standstill traffic.
Oh, well, maybe that's not one of the hot spots. So there will be an officer, always an officer at the hot spots in town.
Well, what are the hot spots?
Ready to
say?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I thought you would know. Because
well,
they didn't list all the hot spots, but they said the hot spots of where they're going to start to crack down on traffic violations and crimes in progress. But they said they're going to educate drivers. I'm like, we're going to educate? Like, how are you educating the drivers? You're going to give them a ticket. Are you? Are you going to give them a ticket? I don't know.
That is a lesson. That is a lesson.
What would be the hot spots in town?
Well, I can imagine when you get off at the Bay Road exit, the Bay Bridge, you know, you go over the Bay Bridge, the stretch between there and Bay and Empire is like four lanes. You know, it's like two and two.
People go fast?
Yeah, it's 35 through there, and that's residential, and people do go fast.
You know,
there used to be cops at the Shriners Temple there all the time.
Yeah, well, there's going to be officers more. But you don't realize what 35 really is until you're teaching your teenager how to drive.
Yeah, right.
And Lexi goes, I mean, she has to, right? She's learning how to drive exactly the speed limit, exactly 55, exactly 35. Mm-hmm. You know how many people are kissing her bumper?
Oh, I know.
Like, I get nervous.
I know.
She's like, Mom, but I can't speed. I'm like, nope, you're right. Go 35.
Yeah.
So many people are driving like crazy. I almost want to put the bumper sticker that says, chill out. She's a new driver. She's going to follow all the rules.
I've never lived in a time where people were going faster than they are now. Going from here to the radio station to Channel 13 on Fridays, I'm keeping up with traffic and people are going 75, 80. And I'm keeping up with traffic. I know.
Be careful because they're looking out.
Well,
they're looking
not
out
Webster.
For people to pull over.
I know it's not Webster, but
no, anybody. Like that's just like a New York State thing now. A mile over, right? Didn't you hear that? Like a mile over, now they can pull you over.
Yeah, there's no wiggle room anymore.
So now the general feel, and maybe I'll be the one to say it, what a lot of you are thinking right now. Is this really, this is the town's biggest complaint? They're trying to take care of the town because, according to the Webster Police Lieutenant, it's quality of life?
Mm-hmm.
Or is this a money grab?
Why did I think you would go there? Because you always go there.
It's not just me. It's not just me thinking that.
It is a money grab.
It's an absolute money grab.
Yeah.
It's a money
free
grab.
It's free money. If you want to have a lead foot, you're going to have to pay for it. Sure, it's a money grab. I want it to be a money grab. Put it back into the police department, get more resources.
At what point? Yeah, because they have an actual patrol, like, guys designated just for this. That's going to cost some money.
Sure.
Well, and I think it's good. I don't think we should speed. I'm all for that. Mm-hmm. If a police officer's listening right now, don't be wagging your finger at me. I understand. I don't speed. I'm a retired speeder after I had kids. But at what point is it like, okay, now it's just a money grab? Like, how many miles over are you going to say, you know what I mean? money
well,
grab.
Well, if it's the new law, 1 mile over, then...
That's money grab. That screams New York State money grab. 1 mile over.
Don't speed!
1 mile over.
Don't speed.
Okay.
You know what?
All
set
right.
your cruise control and don't speed.
I'm talking like normal people talk. You can talk like you're kissing up to the politician.
I'm not kissing up to the politicians. I want that money of people who are speeding. I haven't gotten pulled over in years and years and years. Get that money to the resources
There's
to police departments.
There's no way you drive exactly 55. You just said you drive with the flow traffic.
I know. With the flow. But 99% of the time, I cruise control it. And I leave it where it's supposed to be, whatever.
You
especially on Ridge Road. I love doing that on Ridge
on
Road.
On the air that you go over 55, so that means you would be paying that speeding ticket.
Absolutely.
And you would be upset about it.
No, because that's the law. I get it. Everybody does it. But if you want to capitalize
10,
or late.
10 over. If you're doing 10 over, then okay, you could pull it over.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to capitalize on the money part, then let it do
over.
It.
Okay, I say six. My, if I was a police officer, I would say six over. You're getting pulled over.
So if you're going 61 in a 55, it's okay.
Oh, wait, no, 63. I go 63. So whatever that is. 63 minus 55.
That would be eight. Eight miles
okay,
over.
Eight over.
Quarter after eight. Speaking of eight, on 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Oh, I got to hear. You started this morning talking about your daughter and the whole prom ball thing that's coming up soon.
Would you let your daughter go to the prom with some rando?
We'll talk about it in just a few.
It's Pisano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Want to come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. Yeah. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Morning, it's Pajama Sandy, 98.9 The Buzz, National Zipper Day. Everybody has one piece of clothing where the zipper doesn't quite work perfectly and it makes you angry, but you don't want to get rid of the coat. That's everybody. Not
okay,
you.
So here's my question that I'm putting out there. Would you allow your daughter, and this is daughter specific, I think. Mm-hmm. I know we shouldn't do a double standard when raising our kids, but we do anyhow.
Yes.
Would you allow your daughter to go to prom with just some rando, just some kid you've never even heard of?
Billy Rando? Is he from
Billy
Greece?
Rando.
Billy
Rando's
from Greece?
It's Billy Rando.
Rando. You know, it's kind of vague. He wouldn't be Rando if you got a chance to meet him.
No, I haven't. Well, don't even know what's happening to me. This is so out of character.
When is ball for your daughter?
This Saturday.
What, this Saturday?
Yep. Well, not her ball. Not her prom.
Oh, okay, his.
This rando's prom.
Okay.
So apparently, and I guess this is a thing. What? I don't know. One mother told me, it's fine. It's fine. It's a thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Apparently, because the McQuaid kids don't go to school with girls.
Exactly.
Find some girl to go with. Uh-huh. And my daughter's friend is going to the McQuaid dance.
Okay.
And she said, hey, his buddy, who she's going with, mm-hmm. his friend needs a date. Will you come with me? And
okay.
will you be his date?
And did she, like, show him a photo of him? Or, like, does she know his name?
I mean, these kids, they probably... You know, I don't know, Snapchat. I don't know what they did, but she knows what he looks like.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, tell me about him. She goes, I don't know. I go, do you know his name? I forgot his name. She told me, but I forgot. But that's it. That's all I know. I don't know this kid. Is he a good kid? Is he a bad kid? Is he a naughty kid? Is he a Mr. Perfect kid? I don't know. I go, don't you dare, okay, go anywhere alone, just him, because we don't know this person. Like, if he says, let's go out in the hallway, it's getting too loud in here. No. You're not going out in the hallway.
Because every teen movie ends poorly.
I go, I don't know this dude. And she goes, okay, so I go, am I going to meet him?
Yeah.
Are we doing pictures? Like,
yeah, what's going on?
We'll just meet at the venue. We're not going. I'm not going to get ready at his house. No, we're just going to meet there. I go, oh, so I can't even meet the parent? I can't even know. I don't know anything about this kid.
Well,
and
are you
will
gonna,
not know.
Wait, is she going? Who's driving?
Oh, that's another thing. I don't want her in the car with these kids, so I am driving her to the venue.
So you drive to the venue and you meet the boy. Be nice to my daughter. Okay. Who are your parents?
Yeah, in the parking lot, right? I get it.
I
got to look intimidating in the parking lot, in the entrance.
No.
I got to stand there with a black leather jacket and black pants, have black sunglasses on with my arms and folded.
And his parents are there, and they're wearing, like, full motorcycle gang stuff, too.
His parents aren't going to be there. He's driving himself.
Oh, he's driving himself. Okay.
Yeah, his parents aren't going to be there. I'm going to be there.
Okay. So my son went to McQuaid for 1 year.
Yeah.
And that's how it happens. It's really low-key cash. Because there's no girls.
Yeah, that's
so
what I hear.
They find, you know.
They just find rando girls?
They just find random girls to go with.
Hey, you. Hey, you. Put on a pretty dress. Come to prom with me.
Weird.
Well, are we supposed to get a boutonniere? Like, what are we doing? Are we getting a boutonniere for this kid? She's like, I don't know. If you get a boutonniere, that seems like I like him. I don't like him. I don't know him. And I'm like, well, you can't show up without a boutonniere if he has a corsage for you. I don't understand what's happening.
What's your husband say about all this? Does he even know
yet?
He's
going to be out of town. No, he totally forgot.
Oh,
she goes,
geez.
Dad, I'm going to prom this weekend. And he goes, nobody ever tells me anything around here.
Oh, yeah. Sounds familiar.
I'm like, we told you.
Yeah, sure you did.
We weren't listening.
Sure you did.
And who buys the ticket, by the way? Final question.
Well, she buys her own ticket. He buys his own ticket.
No.
Yeah, if you're going stag like that, you're just meeting him there? No, she got to buy her own ticket.
No, I told her she is not allowed to buy her own ticket.
Why?
Because it's his prom. She doesn't even know she's doing him a favor.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now she's a prostitute, okay?
Oh, God, wait!
Stop it. She buys her own ticket. She's an independent woman. She buys her own ticket.
She doesn't want, she wouldn't be going to this, $75? No, she's not buying her own ticket.
Wait, who says?
Me.
Does she want to buy her own ticket? She works.
Well, she was going to buy her own ticket until I told her she's not allowed to buy
her
own ticket.
Sandra, don't. Let her buy her own ticket. That's her independence. No. She's got her own show. Yeah.
Is that independence? That's called broke.
It's not. No, stop doing the money thing on this one. You can do it on other things. You can talk about, you know, money grabs and all that stuff. But this has got to be separate. She doesn't even know the kid's last name. She doesn't know anything about him. She's buying her own ticket. And she's booking if she doesn't like it.
Okay.
If he buys her ticket, then she's rented for the night.
It sounds so wrong.
Pretty Woman.
That sounds horrible.
It's what
look
it
where
is.
Where Julia Roberts is now.
Well, that's
she's a husband stealer, but she's beautiful.
It was a fake movie, by the way. So your daughter is going to be rented for a night from a boy you don't even. She's paying. I'll pay for the damn ticket.
Why did I say yes to this? Okay, pay for the ticket. I'm fine with that.
Stand in line.
No pride. Somebody wants to pay for my mortgage too. I have no pride.
Oh God.
Pay. Go for it.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Anybody remember Baby Jessica? Do you remember Baby Jessica? Where is she now? I will tell you.
The one that fell down the well when she was, it was like an infant. How did she get in the well in the first place? Did she crawl out of the house in the yard or something?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember how. It was back in 1987.
Damn.
She was 18 months old. Captivated the world when she fell into that well. Rescuers took 60 hours to get her out. Do you remember that? It was like night and day, all of us glued to the TV.
Yeah, because like, you know, you could die. She could have died.
Insane. So they pulled her out. It was such a beautiful moment. It was crazy. She's now 40 years old.
Damn.
Arrested in Midland, Texas, after a domestic disturbance at her home. She's been charged with assault causing bodily injury involving family violence.
See what a child star being a child star does to you? Screws you all up.
Wait, do you consider her a child star?
Absolutely.
She had 60 hours of fame.
And 40 years worth of people going, hey, you're Baby Jessica, aren't you?
I wonder if people said that. I don't think so. She was a baby. She was 18 months old. Nobody.
No.
You think it lived on with her?
It lived on forever. It was probably her demon.
In her little community, you're saying?
More and more people find out that she was Baby Jessica. She, you know, her teachers, when she's in 7th or 8th grade, her teachers knew about it. She'd be like, oh, you're the baby. It probably haunted her entire life, and that turned her into a bit of a, you know, a disturbed person.
Wow, I wasn't thinking that. I wasn't thinking.
Really? First thing I thought about. I'm like,
no.
Damn.
You know what's the first thing I thought of?
What?
That she was so ticked off by the damn Jessica hack. Where if your toddler is having a tantrum, you go, Jessica! Or someone should have done that to her to calm her down.
That's funny.
Jessica! Oh, Jessica.
That's funny. Okay, Dan, peoples, oh, damn it.
That breaks my heart. That breaks my heart.
This is,
ending of her story.
Maybe her story isn't finished. Maybe she'll bounce back and, you know, end up doing a speaking tour about how to curb your whatever.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Is that what it's called? How to curb your whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Your enthusiasm.
Jessica!
For beating up family members.
She walks in with a cardboard well around her, like she's standing.
Yeah, wearing it like. Yeah. All right, it's coming up on 9 o'clock here on 98.9 The Buzz. Suzanne saying, thanks for giving us a couple of minutes. You're the best. You're awesome.
Yeah, we appreciate you. Truly, we do. And tomorrow is Thursday. That means live audience Thursday coming in.
Yeah.
Okay, who do we have? We have a performer, a comedian coming in. Baron.
Yep.
Is coming in, and the Alzheimer's Association, Dan and Julie, will be in with us.
Gonna hang out, go keep a PG, and have some fun, do some shots. All kinds of stuff.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Right now, though, it is time to say, we out.
We out. Like my bank account. And most of everybody else's, too.
It's like a well.
Yeah,
it's like a well. Yeah. You're looking for the money. Where
exactly.
is it?
Right.
Hello?
See you. Bye. See you, bye.
Bye, baby.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare.
That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple!